We are on Daf Lamed Zayin Lamed Beis. Ula Oretz Lo Yechupar Ladom Asher Shupach Bo Kim Bedam Shoifchoy. Lomoli. What's the kasha Lomoli? So Rashi says Kim Bedam Shoifchoy Veloy Bepidyon Moment. So the Gemara understood that the Pasuk is telling us that we will never accept a pidyon momen for our Ritzayach. So the Gemara is lomali, Lesikhu Kaifa Nafke. We learn from the Pasuk, Lesikhu Kaifa Lenefesh Ritzayach, that a Ritzayach can pat himself with Kaifa. So why do we need this new Pasuk to tell us? So the Gemara says, "Lich desanya minayim shimnis alfa eglo v'acharkach nimtza hoyreg minayim shem poitrenoisoi shenema laoretz liyichupo ladama sheshupachbo." Not the pasuk is telling us that the reitzeach cannot pat himself with kaifa. But the Pasuk is telling us, "Im poitren oisai," if the after the maisa of Arifas Ha'egla. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, "Im poitren oisai loima kvar niskaper ba'oidai sofik she'egla mechaperes ala sofik." As I saw Nayelas Hashacha, he asks Amir de Kekashe, "What havamina would I have that the Ritzayach should be niskapel ba'oidei sofik?" I mean, what's a ba'oidei sofik? The Ritzayach had up a sofik. He says a teretz, and then he blibes by akasha. I would say al pi darkoi, and perhaps to fa'em for the kasha. But by Ritzayach, it says in Parshas Egla Rufe, it says, "Bnikapo lahem Adam." That through the mice of Egla Rufe, there's a kapore. Bamidbar, when it speaks about a Ritzayach, b'shoigig, it says, "Lo'oretz lo yechupa ledam." It seems, "Lestachnifes ha'oretz lo'oretz yechupa ledam," and it says later in Bamidbar Seif Masai that you're metamed ha'oretz to shvichas domim. So, it would seem a maisa of shvichas domim. If there was such a mice in Eretz Yisrael, the Oretz needs a kapore. Oretz means anshei Oretz, but you need a kapore. Shviches domim is moirer, it seems a kitrug on the klal. You need a kapore. Now it says, "V'nikapo lahem adam." Fakert, the mice aglaruf, we don't know who the Ritzayach was, there was a shviches domim. "V'nikapo lahem adam." Fine. Now, it says in Parshas Bamidbar, "Ula oretz lo yechupo ledam," that's this pasuk over here, "asher shupach bo ki im bedam shayfchei." So the Gemara says, this is speaking about, that there was already a kaporas ha'oretz, the aglaruf. Now they found the Ritzayach. So I would think, as the kaporas ha'boy, so I would think that they were niskapa already. It's kamash malon. Now that we know the Ritzayach is egla rufa, only works calls man loynoida mishiko. Now we know. So we're back to that kitrug, which is al ha'oretz, la'oretz la'yechupa, kim bedam shayfrek. So, but the shayla is, and this is what the Yelos HaShachar is ma'ira, the Gemara is a havamine, So it seems you would patter the Ritzayach. Why should you patter the Ritzayach? There's a mitzvah on Bezen to kill Chayvim Mises Bezen, a person's Machalo Shabbos. This whole musag of auf Kaporas Oretz, ja Kaporas Oretz, ja nieder Kapore, das aber sondere Dinnen schwieches Dome. Fine. So I would think the Egla Rufa took care of it, Kolzman, I don't know the Rezeches, I know the Rezeches, this, it's Chayze Venir, this problem. But Mehechi Teisi, that you shouldn't kill the Rezeich, a Machal Shabbos. So you don't kill a Machal Shabbos because you need a Kapore, there's a Kittur, there's a Machal Shabbos, it's Chayim Yisus Bezden. She kill a Machal Shabbos. It's Mehechi Teisi, so that you should patter him. Asay Frekta Rakashe. I didn't have too much time to be mevar of this, but lule de mistefine, the parsha of Egla Rufe is a very interesting parsha. We don't know who the Ritzeach was. Fine. So make a mice Egla Rufe. In Targum Yonis and Benazil it says, after the mice of Egla Rufe, it says, Minyat, as soon as they made the mice of Egla Rufe, Nofkin Nechil de Moirnin Migoy Parosa de Eglase. So right afterwards, after you kill the Egla, so a Nechil, a whole amount of ants come out of the tabo of the Egla. Nogdin the Oslin, they walking at Asra de Ktoila Tamon. And they walk till the Ritzayach. They walk, that's what Agi Benis Mezis. They walk till the Ritzayach. The Solkin Elave. And they go on top of him. They know, they go to the Ritzayach, and they go and and Bezen Chapsin, you follow the ants, follow the trail. You see where they're going, and they go to this person. V'ochtim Beidine Yosei V'dainin Yosei. Now. So what's that over here? The ants were megala that this was the Ritzeach. Fine. That's close. That's from the Seder from Egla Rufe. Now, there's Edim, there was Asra. What happens now? It doesn't say, and it's Mistaver, the whole Pasha is speaking about, like, Noida Miyako, and all of a sudden, there's Edim and Asra on the Ritzeach. The Ramban says, that if you find the Ritzeach, v'yareg oisoi oi al yedei Bezden, oi al yedei Hamelech, oi goyel hadom. Lulei de mistafine, I think that you, they kill the Ritzeach, the Riges of Ritzeach is lav davke with all the seder of all chayvi mises Bezden. I think you kill him, the Ramban says the Melech kills him. What did the Melech for? This was a Pesaseida. If this was enough of a biru, the ants were enough of a biru, so he was killed. He wasn't killed as Chayv Mises Bezden. He wasn't Chayv Mises Bezden. There was no Asra, there's no Edim. But you kill him. So the Kelsa, then it's beautiful. So why do you kill him? You kill him because it's a different problem. Because Kozman the Ritzeich is around, like you kupa loretz. So there's a, if there was innocent blood shed in Eretz Yisrael, there's a tvi on the Gan Soretz. So Kozman, I don't know who the Ritzeich is. So the Egla Rufa accomplishes to be misalik the kitul gnez mechapa doretz. After I find out who the Ritzeich is, you kill the Ritzeich. But you're not killing him out chayvi mises bezn. I feel there's no tenoyim of chayvi mises bezn. I don't have a bir, I don't have edim, I don't have a scho. You still kill him. Why do you kill him? Because that's what the pasuk says. That's what Rashi is saying. Shein poitre noisei loy mekvar niskaper. You're killing him not because of his chiyuv. You're killing him because that the Oret should have a kapore. So Kvarn is kapa boi de sofik, she eglo mechaperes ala sofik. So was game one, now I know who he is. So it says, no, if I know who he is, now it's chayze v'nir. So this pasuk is coming to tell us a new halacha, that you kill the Ritzeach. You kill the Ritzeach. If you were mevar who the Ritzeach is after the mice of Egla Rufe. In fact, the Gemara is another pasuk. There's a pasuk, Va'ata Tavayach Hadom Hanoki Mikirbecho. Now, what is this pasuk coming to tell us? Nachemol, you killed the Ritzeach. Now I know you kill him after the Maisa Glaruf. What is this pasuk telling me? Mi boiler lich desanya. Minayin lumumosim besayif shehu min hatzavo. How do I know that Mises Sayif is min hatzavo, that you kill him from the neck? Tamaloy mevata tavar hadam hanokim bekebecho. This is the end of Parsha Shoiftim. And five psukim before, it speaks about Arifa Sa'eglo, is Ukshu kol shayf chedomim ol rotzrim legla rufe. Ma lo holon minatzavo, am shayf chedomim minatzavo. So the hekesh, ol shayf chedomim to egla rufe. So just like you kill an egla a rufe minatzavo, you kill a ritzach also minatzavo. I maloholom bekoifetz umimul oirif. So if the hekish is to eglarufe, so the same procedure should be done to a reitzayach, with a koifetz, with an axe, umimul oirif, from the back of the neck. Avkan bekoifetz umimul oirif. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabbe Baravua, Omer Kro, v'yahavto l'reyacho kamoicho, b'roir loy mise yofe. That you should be a Misa Yofe, so that's, so it's from the Simonim. Let us first see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Vata Tavair, Bosar Arif Aksiv. Misa Yofe, Besayev, Umitzad HaSimonim, Sheyomos Maher. Agav Ulche, the Sefer HaMitzvah, Terav Sad Yegoin, Chaylik Aleph, Tafkukufam Gimelam at Beis, is Rabbi Ruchem Pala brings down from the Yad Raman Sanhedrin. This is very interesting. He says, the more is a Shaila, the oifen, how you kill a Ritzayach. So, I have a Biru from Vehafto, L'Reyacho, Komoicho. So, he brings down from the Yad Raman Sanhedrin, now, how do we know that L'Reyacho is going on a Rosh Shalomos? So, the Yad Rama says two terutzim. L'Reyacho mashme Yisroel, any Yid, Reyacho v'loy akum. But as long as he's a Yid, that's called Reyacho. V'afilu Rosh Shanishayiv Mise, including a Rosh Shanishayiv Mise. That's one pshat. In the second pshat, v'yesh loyma reyacho, loshen royim sheboch. Reyach is a loshen royim, sheneschayvu misa, two leshoines in the Yad Rama. So Rabbi Ruchem Pelo explains pshat in these two leshoines. According to the first loshen, reyacho mashme Yisroel, Fafilu Rosha Shanishayev Misa. So he says like this. The first Loshen of the Yad Rama, he said like this. Reyacha means all Yidin. All Yidin, Tzadikim, Rishoyim. All Yidin. But we have a problem. There's no mitzvah lay vesa Rishoyim. Aloy misanecha Hashem esno. This paket mitzvah lasanoisoy. But it says all Yidin. So pshat is that the posik is going on a rosh shenischay misa b'roir loy misa yofe. So reyacho, which is koilu rishoyim, but it doesn't mean b'chayov, because b'chayov there's a mitzvah l'sanoisoy. So the mitzvah is going on b'shat. That's what he says. Reyacho mash misro v'afilu rosh shenischay misa. Not an under a rosh. An under a rosh is a mitzvah to hate him. The mitzvah is an oiser, but Rosh Hashanah is chayiv mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to love him. In what way? Breir lo misa yofa. The second pshat is, v'yesh loyma reyacha loshen royim sheboch. You should love the royim. Shanis chayiv misa. So Rabbi Yerucham Perlo says the second loshen held that the pasuk is only talking about the royim shanis chayiv misa. Because here it says, komoicho. And there's a klal chayecha koidmen. The Gemara Darshans. And here it says kamoicho. So it can't mean, so the posik is speaking about the roim sheboch b'shas mise. So it's only going on a roshe. Kamoicho is only going on a roshe. Chayecha koidmen. That's tamazoi. So there's no din of komoicha, aber bishas misa, just like you would like a misa yofi, should be borrowed from a misa yofi. That, so the whole pasuk is speaking about rishoyim. Now let us see Taisvis. So we have here two psukim. One pasuk we have in Bamidbar, Lotzal Yechupa Ledam Asher Shupach Bokim Bedam Shaifroi. And this pasuk is coming to tell us that Arifas HaEglo will not be Mechaper, that we won't have to kill the Reitzeach when we find out who he is. And the second pasuk is coming to tell us the Oifen HaRiga. And that's vata tavayar adam anokim bekebech. Zotoises bet feirish achumish, in chumish perish akuntres, ach droshe me'ata tavayar adam anoki. Eises Rashi says, and ve'ata tavayar adam anokim bekebech, that this posik means, that if after the Arifas HaEglo, they found out who the Ritzeich was, you have to kill him. That's what Rashi says, pshat mechumish. So Taisu says, "Bloy ayin kan." He didn't look in this gemara. You see this gemara. This pasuk is speaking about that halach you learn out from Bamidbar, and then this pasuk is coming to tell us that the oifen hayemay misim umiyu yesh l'kayim perush. That I says not Rashi knew about gemara, but yesh l'kayim perush. Why? The hach sugya deshmaite, the makmina vata tavaya, the hach is shayfchi domim legla rufe. To tell us that it is besayif, osi kemandi oma chenek chomo kedemuchak beperek dalet mises, the lamanda oma chenek kal, yalev saif bereitzech minokim yinokim. Hilkach lidi day, ayata vata tavaya, Now, before we go further, let us just explain what Taisus is saying till now. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says as follows. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that there's a posik, Nokim Yinokim, which is speaking about if an Odoin kills an Eved Knani Bemezid, and he dies right away. So Mamela, then the din is Nokim Yinokim, the Odin is Chayiv Misa. That's an Eviknani. Nokim Yinokim. Then you don't kill him. If he'll live longer, then you don't kill him. But if he dies right away, then you kill him. Fine. So you kill an Odin that kills an Eviknani. Now, when you kill him, Nokim Yinokim is Nakam, Cherev Nakam Bris is Chayiv. We learn out, so an Odoin that kills an Eviknani is Chayiv Mises Chayiv. Now, let us clarify Shaila, so what's the din if a Yid kills another Yid? Is he also Chayiv Chayiv or not? So it depends. If I learn Chenek is more Chomo than Chayiv, so then, I don't know, an Eviknani, Chayiv Chayiv. Maybe Chayv Chenek. If Chenek, Kustam Mises Chenek. So Memele, so if Chenek is more Chomo, so there it says Chayv, Kustam Mises is Chenek. So then, Ritzeich will be Chayv Chenek. If I say that Chenek is kill me Chayv, so Memele, so here Zicha won't be Chenek, so then it'll be Chayv. It'll be Chayv. So memele, so aklar ashayla. Do I know that if a yid kills another yid, if he's chayiv sayiv, depends on the shayla. If chenek is kill me sayiv, so then I know that he's chayiv sayiv. If chenek is chomo me sayiv, then I don't know that he's chayiv sayiv. So maybe he's chayiv chenek. He's a yid, so maybe he's more chomo. Fine. So now let us see Taisvus innovating. ומי יש לו קיים פירוש? דהך סוג ידשמי תדקמינן ואתה תווי להקי שאיב חידומים לגלרופם. הגמורה that needs a limud to tell us that השאיב חידומים is חייב בסייב. אוסי כמאן דאומה חנק חומו. if he holds chenek, that's going according to Madyoma, chenek is chomo. So you can't learn out sayif from that what you kill an odin besayif, because an odin is like you killed a devaknani. Maybe a yid is more chomo. Kenuch apeg dalad mises. The lama, some emailers, so therefore I don't have a makir of sayif, so you have to learn out, that's agamore. So then you learn out from Eglarufa. Eglarufa is Bekoifitz, Muloyref, is also the same thing. The Laman, the Yoma, Chenekal. But, so that's Agamor. But if you hold Chenek is Kal, Yalif Sayyid Bereitseyach, Minokim Yenokim, it's a Kalvochayma. Madoch by an odin kills an eviknani the sayiv, avad givis a ritzech will be sayiv. There won't be chenek. Hilkach, so sayiv I know already. Hilkach lidi day, yate vate savayel, linervo agolas. Memela Rashi in Chumash is going. According to the man the Yoma that holds that chenek is kill me sayiv. So Saif, I know without this hekish teglarufa. So therefore Rashi says the Chumash Vata Tavair is going about la'acher shenis alfa agole ha'eglav achakach nimtza ha'chayrik. That's Rashi in Chumash, and Asag is going if we hold that the chenek is chomo mi Saif, so we need a limud for Saif also. Dachsich mir. There's two problems over here. Number one, the Mulei Heroyim, and someone else in the back asks, Samir de Kekashe. I mean, Tosfos seems to be saying that our sugya is coming to tell us that there's a chiyuv sayif by a reitzayach. That means we hold chenek is more chomer than sayif. So that's why we need a lima to tell us there's a chiyuv sayif. If you look in Agamora, it doesn't seem that's the mechuvan of Agamora at all. Agamora wants to say, how do you know, where do you kill him? Forget the whole Lashon Agamora, isn't it? Tazay? The Gemara says, minayim l'mumosim b'sayiv shehu minatzava. Not that you're chayiv sayiv. I know I'm chayiv sayiv. But how do you know, good, you have a sayiv, where do you kill him from? Minayim lemosim b'sayiv shum minatzava, tam aloyim avata tavayat dam anakim b'kebech, huk shek ha-shem, chol shayiv chidom leg l'arufa, ma alohola minatzava, havkan, av shayiv chidom minatzava, faker. God, Agamara weiss, they see ma alohom b'koifetz, weiss, this thing, what didn't know sayiv feed, ma alohom b'koifetz, tam aloyim, that does him from Agamara, av al kaponim, I feel you do know Saif, you need a hekish to tell me. I feel you do know Saif, you need a hekish to tell me that's Minatzavo. So, it's Vaiteshver. That's a ha'ore. A second ha'ore, the Yavit says by us that he doesn't understand that Gemara says. The Gemara says, if your whole chenek is killed, then I don't need a posik to tell me that a retech is b'sayif. Because I clean from a kabel chaim, it's like they know in Sheminadin. So how could you know the sechir? Good, chenek is killed, but how could you learn outside if it's a noin Sheminadin? Okay. I'll call upon him. That's what Taisva says. So Taisva says, Agamor is going if you don't know Sayyif. So then you need this posik to tell us and then Sayyif. And Rashi and Chumash is going, if you do know Sayif, if you hold that Chenek is kill me Sayif, so then you know Sayif by a Reitzayach, so then this Pasuk is coming to tell us that after Arifas Egla, you still kill the Reitzayach, if later we came Noida who the Reitzayach was. So what do you do with the Pasuk? The Vlooretz Lo Yechupa, what do you do with the Pasuk? In Bamidbar and Say Bamidbar, Dashin Lay Lichterovim Bekpasa the Krisis to my sin and Eglaruf Afapish over Yom Kippurim. Song is a different Kiddush. That even after Yom Kippur, you still Lay Yechuper, that you bring an Eglaruf Afapish over Yom Kippurim. That's Pshat in the Posek in Bamidbar. Mala holon bekoifetz umimul oiref. Vim toima mimul oiref minolon. Vava alvexiv. The mashma oiref mamish. Yeshloim de pekaglaruf. Egom arif arif michatos oif. I just like to taste Rashi and Sanhedrin, Daphnon Bezam at Bez. Says as follows. Oiref. Who shekeneged haponim? The oiref, that's which is opposite the face. The chsi vayifnu eilai oiref v'loi ponim. So oiref is the chelik that's opposite the face. And mul horoye es oiref is the tavo. So that's underneath the oiref. So Memele, so Taisvis is asking, Vim Taima, Mimul Oiref Minolon, Malaholam Bekoifetz, Umimula. It says, Va'ofu, maybe means the Mokim Oiref Mamish, which that is the Mokim which is Kineged upon him, not the Tzavo. Va'ofu, Xiv, the Mashma Oiref Mamish, Yeslam, the Perk Aglarufe, Domarif Arif, and Michata Soif, and that's also Mul, Neged, Mul, Mulopoi. Hukshe shoyfei domim avemotsu lemeim anichalamandi oma chenek chomo. The Gemara could have asked the Ketos Ged l'shitasa. If you hold chenek is chomo, so then you need a limud on sayif. Elamando mechenek kal, so why do you need a limud on sayif? Broiloi misa yofe. Maitayme lehave shemine minatzavo. From Vatale Achel Kamoicha alone, without a hekish, your regular roof, I wouldn't know Minatzava, the Yitchav Sakim Beliba, but not me Misa Yofa, that's also Misa Yofa, he dies instantly. So that's why you need Minatzava. Now the Oifen Minatzava, that I learned out from Vahavtale Achel Kamoicha. Zog the Gemara weiter. It says in the Pasuk, Kol Cheirem, Asher Yocha Min Ha'odom, Lo Yipod Lomoli. So the Gemara understood, let us see Rashi. Kol Cheirem, Mashme Loshen Chayve Mises. Kimoi Zeveich Lelehim Yochrom, Sis Chayve Mises. So Memele it says, the Gemara understood, that if a person is Chayve Mises, a pigeon doesn't help. It can't be potter from Misa with Kaifa. So the Gemara says, I know that. It says, Leisikra Kaifa, the Nefesh Reitzeya. So why do you need this pasuk? So the Gemara, Mi Boile Lichtesanyo. No, not this pasuk is coming to tell us that, you can't partner himself with koifa. The pasuk is telling us go run under halacha. Mi boiler lich desanya, mi nain li yoytze li horig. A person is yoytze li horig, v'oma echad elkoi olai. And someone was mekabel on himself that he's going to give the erech of this person. Mi nain shaloi oma klum, it's nothing. That means a person who's nigmar dinay lemise, there's no din erchin on such a person. Shanemar kol cheirem asher yocha min ha'odom lo yipode. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, elcha yolai, ma'af al pi she'erech einay lefi domi. Erech is not dependent on the true shavius of the person. Ela lafishonim, layom aklum, it's still nothing, the mi'ate kro hochi. The pasuk was memayit, v'hai cheirem loshen hegdeshu. That means that there's no hegdish, there's no chiev to give the domim for elki alai. That's pshat. Yochel af koidim shendig madine kein, tamalai memin ha'odam v'loi kol ha'od. Frag de gemore ule Rab Chananye ben Akavye, de Omar Nerach. That's very good if you hold that there's no din elchen by nigmar dine lemise. So that's good. So that's what the pasuk is telling us.
But I couldn't come down, you been a cabby dom and nerach, nisha dom of ktsuvim. Since dom of ktsuvim, that means, by erchen, it's not totally in the true shavius of the person. It goes lafishonim. So it doesn't matter what he personally is, what his shavius is. So memele, so yodze is a din erchen. Hai kol cheirem ay ovid leis, what does he do with this posik? And for the Gemara, mi boi leilich desanya. He needs it for a different limud. Rabbi Shmuel benoish Rabbi Yechon ben Breika ima. Lefi shemotzinu lumumosim yidei shemayim shenoisnim mominu miskapelem. We find someone who's chayiv misa bidei shemayim that he can pater this chayiv misa with koifa. Shenema im koifa yushas olav. Yochel af bidei odom came. That a person who's chayiv misa bidei odom also should be able to pat himself from koifa. That if a person is chayiv misa b'dinei yodom lo yifte. Ve'ein liyalo misa is chamur ha'ish shloi nitna shigigosam l'chapor. So I would think that's davke misa is chamur ha'ish shloi nitna shigigosam l'chapor. So such misas will see a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. About Mises, which there's no kapore and the shkoge, it's a chomer the kainish Mises. So then the Torah did not give us chus nesines koifa b'meizit. He says it's a chomer the kainish Mises, that the shkoge, it does not have a kapore. So the meizit does not have an eitzah of koifa. About Mises kalois, shenitno shigigoson lechapore. But Mises is kalish and neither she gegosen lechapo minay. Talmud loyma kol cheirim. That is the post. That's what kol cheirim is coming to tell us. Kol cheirim is coming to tell us that Mises is kalish. That we see that Torah was makel b'shigigosam. That you could have a kapore. So I would think. So if they're amazed, you could patter yourself a misa with kaifa. So the pasuk is telling us, no, that even though he's chayiv misa, and we see that there's such an inyan that koifa can pater for misa b'day shemayim. So I would think misa, that a filo misa's bezin, also he can pater with koifa. Talmud loyme kol chayim. Frekte gemore, v'loyme meilem loy sikro koifa shamet mino. I know that someone who's chayiv misa shenitin lekapore, that koifa doesn't help, because it says by a retzayach has a kapore bishkoge, he goes in golitz. Va'afal pikein, the posuk says b'meizid le'sikru koifa shamed mino le'sishko mimoini minei v'tifterei is kol cheirem lomoli. So why do you need this pasuk of Kol Cheirim? You tell me Kol Cheirim is coming to tell us. The Kol Cheirim. Cheirim, you know, Adam is telling us that if lo nitna shigigosan lekapore, there's no din kaifa. Now Kol Cheirim, but I would think, dafke, if it's such a chomo dike, mise, that b'shogeg is no kapore. But I would think, a mise that Bishkogosay there's a kaporis, I would think Bemezid can give kaifa. So that's what it says. So that's what's saying the kol cheirim. So the Gemara asks, I don't need a kol cheirim. I could learn this out from Lesikro Kaifa Shamit Mine Lesishka Mamini Minevitifterei. Kol cheirim lomali. That means like this, every reitzeyach is shigigosa is nitin la kapora. There's a kapora of golos. Va'af al pikein, the posuk says leisikru koifer. So why do I need this kol to be marbed? Even though nitin shigigosa la kapora, you still don't take koifer. אמר רמי בחומה יצטרך, סל כדאי תחמיני, הני מילי איך דהוגוי דרך עליה, שלא ניתנו שגגוסה לכפורת. I would think the Pasuk of Leisikru Kaifa speaking about where he doesn't have a kapore of Golus. That means Hogai Darach Aliyah. Abel Hogai Darach Yerid, it needed she gegosel lachapore menishko mamayne minay beniftarei is kamash melon. So now, this Pasuk is coming to tell us, afilu he killed Derech Yeride, and if it would have been Beshoigek, he would have had a kapore. Afil Pekain, Lesik Nukaifa. Let us see Rashi. Lemumosni Bidei Shemayim. Gai Misha Rakshaira Yasanefesh Tachsiv Be Yumos, Blay Mrs. Bezen. Yumos does not mean Mrs. Bezen. The Nafklam Be Sanhedrin, Mois Yumos Amako, Rezeichu, Arezichos Yata Hergoim, Viata Herge, Rezicha Shairai. So Vaha Yumos Bide Shemaim. So there it says, Imkaifu Yishusolo. Yochel Avchaivi Mrs. Bezen Yiftu Be Momoim. That Chayvi Mrs. Bezen also, they should have an afsharus of Koifem. Says Chayrem in the Odom. Odom Shemachu Yiv Chayrem. That means it's Chayvi Mrs. Bezen. Elamises, some email and Adam says, why do you need coal? Elamises, I would say, Elamises, Chamurish, Litna Shigigosan, Le Kapor, Kibin, the Kroh, Le Porish, Kol Mises, the apostle doesn't say coal. Mistayecho, so it's sufficient, ishodis, achumre deimamoinim etziloi amises chamures. So I would say, when did the posik tell us that his mumen cannot be matzil him from an oinish? Davke by a chomodikemise. What's called a chomodikemise? My ninu, gegoin ha'oise, chabura bo'oviv, ha'goin of nefesh mi Yisrael, she'ein kaporek suve b'shigigosoim. They don't have any kapore b'shigigosoi. She'ein kores b'zdoinid l'chayiv chatos b'shigigosoi. By these averes, there's no kores b'meizit, so there's no chatos b'shoigig. So by these averes, that the Torah never gave a person an oifen l'skaper afilu b'shoigig, so by meizit, they don't have eitz of koifa. But mis is kalis hainu. Kol Mises Hamuras Bem Kores Als Doinai, but every Chiyav Mises Bezen. That is a Chiyav Kores Als Doinai, B'lo Yasrom. Yesh, so, and these Mises Kalis, Yesh Kapore B'Shigigoso B'Chatos. G'goyin Avedus Kechovim V'Shabes V'Rayis. Inami Reitzeyach, Yesh Kapore B'Shigigoso B'Golos. These are called Mises Kalis, Rashi learns. Mises Kalis that have a Kapore B'Shigig. So I would think that Mises Kalois, the halacha is that they also have bemezid as chuskoifem. So that's the call. The call is coming to tell us, kol cheirem eshiyach min odom. Then afilu, it's Mises Kalois, also he can't be paid himself with koifem. So the Gemara asks, v'loy memele shamitlo? You could figure this out, Mameli, you don't need this coal. Leisikru Kaifa, Agabi Reitzeach Ksive, the Pasuk Leisikru Kaifa was written by Reitzeach. Vidnitno Kapore Lishigigosoi. Now, a Shoigig, a Reitzeach, a Shoigig has a Kapore. He has Golas. Vashmeinon Kro, Shloyatzo Satsme Bemomin. Velomelisu Kol Cheirem. So the Gemara asks, so why do you need the Pasuk? Kol Cheirem, why do you need a posik? Kol Cheirem, typically from Lesikru Kaifa. You see already from Lesikru Kaifa, even though this is Mises Kalis, Mises Shanitnu, Shigigosan Le Kapore, Vafal Pikain, one, he cannot patter amazed with Kaifa. So the Gemara says, no, if it would only say Lesikru Kaif, I want to say, Hani Mili, the Lesikru Kaif, Alif Tere Tzeach, Mezid Miktolem. The pasuk that's saying that koyfer cannot patar oitzeh meizid miktole heiche tohol gei bemeizid derech aliyah. After he killed the person derech aliyah banofes yoda he called me acho. Did the chvosei b'shoi giklanitin lekaporas golas k'vursi v'yipol derech nefila. So le'sikr koyfer, I would say, when is it speaking about that there's no Kaporas Golas Bishigigosa. It's speaking about he killed him derech aliyah. But if he killed him derech yerid, I would think then you could take kaifa. So that's why that's we have this pasuk of kol chayim. That is how Rashi learns pshat and argemal. Let us see Taisvis. Lefi shemotzinu mumosim b'day shemayim, d'chsiv v'gam b'ol of yumos. Tarkochoch le b'day odom koma, does not mean b'day odom. D'chsiv mois yumos ha-makir etzecho, Rashi also brought this down. That retzichose yato hergoi, v'yato hergoi retzicho shoyre. Elevadai b'day shemayim. So the mois yumos by Sher Amu'ed is Bidei Shemayim. V'af al gav de darshinem minei beperekamed de Sanhedrin kemises bailem kach mises hasher. Sokol yisokol hasher v'gam bolov yumos. So the Gemara darshins kemises habailem kach mises hasher. Just like the bailem needs a bezin of chav gimel, so the skilas asher, you also need a bezin of chav gimel to paskin that the sher is chayiv skila. So now we have here a big problem. We just said gambol of yumas means misa b'day shemayim, and now we say no, we're makish misas habaylim ki misas asher, that just like the baylim needs a bezin shel chav gimel. So it seems that we're speaking that bezin kills them. How does this stem? So Taisvah says, "Hainu midchsiv yumos v'leksiv yamus." That means, really, it should have said yamus because we're speaking about mise b'day shamayim. So it should have said yamus, and that's what it means. V'gam bolov yamus. That's pshat. The bailam will die b'day shamayim. But it says yumos, he'll be killed. So this lashon, which is not true. In reality, it's coming to tell us, Sokol yisokol asher v'gambol of yumos, that means whenever there's a din of yumos, not here. Here the din is yamos, that he dies b'day shemayim. But the sokol yisokol is like a yumos. Sokol yisokol is like a yumos. When you kill the bailim, so you need a bezin shel chav gimel. So when you kill the Shah, you also need a bezin shel chav gimel. But here, the mice, you don't kill the bailim, because, it says in the postik, aratzichos yatah hergiv yatah hergiv aratzichos shayrei. So I know you don't kill the bailim. So really, pshat and postik is your moose, that he should die. Bidei shemayim. That's the gambol of yunzidei shemayim. But the Torah wrote a loshen you must, that he'll be killed, to tell us, not that here you kill him, here you don't kill him, but to tell him that the sokol yisokol is equivalent to the yumos of the bailim. That means that it has the same agdoris of mises bezin that needs a bezin shel chav gimel. V'chiteime kule lohochi hu de'osa. Fraktoisves, so maybe that's all what the pasuk is coming to tell us. It's coming to tell us that what, not that he's chayv misa b'day shemayim. It's coming to tell us that the misa sasher is like yumos. That's what's just like the yumos of the bailim. But that's it. Not that the bailim is chayv misa b'day shemayim. In kein lichtev, I show you sokol ke bailim. If that's what's coming to tell us, why do you have to say b'chal bailim yumos ke bailim? The lishtoik, let it say, why didn't he do yumos and gans? Inami, v'gam kebailov yumos. She said, kebailov yumos. It says, gam ba'olov yumos. So, vaistoist is a misa on the bailam also. That means if it's just coming to tell us how you killed the shoyer, kibay love you must. I mean, but it's coming to tell gambol love you must. Why is he say takedais? Il kashma mina tarti. What's the tarti? Number one, that is chayiv misa b'day shemayim. And number two, it's telling us that neither bezin shall chav gimel. Yochel af b'day odom came. So the Gemara says, so I would think that the Zachiyev Kaifa by Mrs. Bezin also. Yesh time, Vechi Boyle Melef, Misa Bidei Odom, Mi Misa Bidei Shamay. I mean, we have droshes. I mean, if it's a Yochel, how could you learn out? Misa Bidei Shamay, Miskil. So there's an Indian of Kaifer over there. Mrs. Bezin is Mohammed. How could you learn that? I would learn that. I need a meal. How could I learn out? Yesh taima, da'ichi boi lemelef, misa b'day odam, and misa b'day shamayim. V'tiretz maram, given the iskash, mishas shoyer lemisas bailam. V'makish mishas shoyer lemisas bailam. Nakish nami mises bailim bidei odom le mises bailim sha'al yidei shoyer. So that's from the Mavoshim, the back say as follows. So we have a yumos and a yomois. So yumos means humos al yidei bezin. And we're makish, it's just like Mises Bailam Ayyadei Bezin needs Chav Gimel. So Mises Shoyer also needs Chav Gimel. That's the, given the Iskas Mises Shoyer and Mises Bailam. Nakish Nami Mises Bailam, and there's a Hekish. Mises Bailam to Mises Shoyer. Nakish Nami Mises Bailam Bidei Odom. Lemises bailim sha'al yedei shoyim. He says, the yumos is speaking about mises bailim bidei odom. The yomois is speaking about mises bailim sha'al yedei shoyim. So that means, it's a type of a hekish, so we should be makish the yumos to the yomois. He says both of them are in the same posik, the yumos and the yomais. The Malay Royim says this pshat. The Malay Royim says, given the bahach yumos, koilo mises bailim bideyodo, the minei akish la mises shoy, vegam koilo mises bidey shemayim kepashte de ko bail of yumos bidey shemayim, Ken lakish misa b'day odom le misa b'day shemayim. By misa b'day shemayim kaifa helps, and that's the pashti dekra. And misas b'day odom is vayu b'chatevik sivi, since both are learned out from the same word. So that's ein lacha hekish gadol misa. That's how the Malay Rambam says pshat in Taisvus, the Teretz of the Maram. Misa is kalois. So now, the Gemara said as follows. The Gemara said that we have, Chayrim Eshayochim in Odom, that's coming to tell us Misa is chamurais. And Kol Chayrim is coming to tell us Misa is kalois. That Shanitnu Lekapore. And then the Gemara asked that I could learn out from the Sikra Kaifa. The Gemara says, no, the Sikra Kaifa, I think, is only speaking about also type of Mises Chamureis, that means Holge Derech Aliyah. But Derech Yerida, I would think, Taka could be Yikutei Kaifa, that's the Kol Chayim. Let us see Taisvus. Mises Kalois, Shenitein Shigigoson Lekapore Minayin, that also you can't take Kaifa. Perish Bekuntres, what's the Taish Mises Kalois, Kenabedis Kechovim, Veshabes veGilei Raya shanitna shigegosel lekapora idei kol. Vechein roitzeach nitna shigegosel lekapora idei kolos. VeKoshe. So that means Ritziche is called Mises Kalis because it is a kapor of Golis. And Avodah Zarah is Mises Kalis because it's a kapor of Chatos. Vekosh, the imkain. Lamaskone, amai itzterech chayrem v'chol chayrem v'loi sikru lafi emes. There are three psukim. Chayrem is coming for Mises Chamurais, and then v'loi sikru is coming for Ritziche derech aliyah, which is also no kapore, and v'chol chayrem is coming for Mises sheyesh bem kapore. Gimel Kroi, three psukim, so Taisu says, I can figure out all these halachas, b'loi sikru koifer, u'becheirem sagi. Now, it says loi sikru koifer. So loi sikru koifer, I know already by Ritziche, you can't take koifer. So the best you could tell me could be it's speaking about derech aliyah. Fine. But I know Ritziche derech aliyah, Kaifa doesn't help. Now it says Chayrim. So Chayrim wouldn't be going on something equivalent to this or that's also that doesn't have a kapore because it says Lesikru Kaifa. So Chayrim is coming to tell us Derech Yeride. I mean, so why do you need three psukim? Lesikru Kaifa Bechayrim Sagi. Dechad le Derech Aliyah. One is coming to tell us, Lesikru Koifa is coming for Derech Aliyah. V'chad l'derech Yeride, Shenitne Shigigosa, L'kapore, V'ayno Mises Kalis, L'peres HaKontos. So why do you need three psukim? This is one ago Mises Chamures, which is L'nitne Shigigosa, L'kapore, which includes Afilu Ritziche, Derech Aliyah, and the other will come to tell us Mises Kalis. Derech Yerid. Lekach nire, the Mises Kalois, Leichoshiv Elahanu Sheniten Shigigoson Lekapora Ayedei Momin Ayedei Kol. Mises Kalois means that the Shoige can become Niskapa through Momin or through a Kolben. So that's called Mises Kalois. Abo Reitzeyach Leiniten Shigigoson Lekapora Ayedei Momin. So a reitzeach is called Mises Chamures, not Mises Kalis, because he can't pater himself to a moment of Kolben. He only has to go to Golis. V'hochi pirushi de brais. Einli elo Mises Chamures shloi niten shigigosel lekapol ayidei Kolben. Dahainu. What is a Misa Chamure? That you can't pater, you can't be mechapel the shkoga with a kolm. Behainu kol Mises she'ein behem koris. Kegain Mises a mediach, v'novi a sheker, v'zoken mamrei, umaka ovi v'imoi, umakalul ovi v'imoi, v'gain ev nefesh, umagadif, alibid a rabonam, v'omu b'krisis neimei v'kol ma'ashigi gosoi, תחסיב לו אויסה בשגוג הפרט למגדב שאין בוי מייסה ורוי צייח. All these things do not have a kaporas kolm. ומיסה איס קלויס, כגוין עבד איס כחובם ושאבס ורעיס, יש בן קורס המי בי קולם נאו שגיגוס. So, רצייח דרך עליה is מיסס חמורס. Everything that has never called Mechatos is Mises Chamures. Mises Kalos is everything that has a kol. A porich. V'loi me'mele shamet mino me'le sikru koifa. U'me hosom shaminen kol Mises Chamures. That means it says le sikru koifa. So we'll say it's speaking about derech, whatever it's speaking about. Derech aliyah, derech yeride. But it's not niten shigigosa la kapora. Kapora is gematria kolb in a moment. So the Gemara says like this. So it comes out from leisikru koifer. I know mises chamures. V'loma likra l'misa is chamulis. So why they need another pasuk for Mrs. Chamulis? Ritzich is Mrs. Chamulis. Avol l'misis kalis, v'adei tzorich kra. That means, you're telling me that three psukim. This chayrem is Mrs. Chamulis. So the Gemara says, Mrs. Chamulis, I know from Ritzich. Ritzich is also Mrs. Chamulis, because it's not Kaboros Kolm. So why need chayrem? Umishani de itzrich trei kroi le Mrs. Chamulis. But you need two psukim for Mrs. Chamulis. Chad le derech aliye shloi niten le shigigose le kapore klal. Derech aliye des bachlal no kapore. Vachad le derech yeride she niten shigigose le kapore al yedei golos. So Bekitzah, so Taisvus is saying as follows. Taisvus is saying that's called Mrs. Chamulis. But you did two psukim in Mrs. Chamulis. There's one Mrs. Chamulis. That is no kapora whatsoever. There's one Mrs. Chamulis, and there's a kapora of Golas, Tarach Yerida. But that's called Mrs. Chamulis. That means he can't pat himself with a kolben. Kolben is called kolben, the money is called kalis. If he has to suffer, then that's not called kalis. That's called Chamulis. So Memele, so that's what the Gemara says. So there are two psukim for Mrs. Chamulis. One is all that only have a kolben plus Areitzeach derech aliyah, and then there's another pasuk for chamures reitzeach derech yeride, and then there's a third and then there's Mrs. Kalos. Kosher l'Rashbe, the mai itzdor kro lechayve Mrs. Kalos kigoin. So the pasuk is coming to tell me, so it comes out like this: Ritzeach is Mrs. Chamulis. I have a pasuk to tell me Mrs. Kalis, you can't pater yourself b'kayfer. So what's Mrs. Kalis? Kigoin avedus kechovim v'shabes v'arayis the mashayich shem kayfer l'mando m'kayfer haynu the main nizik. If you learn Kaifer as the main Nizik, so Bishleime, if we would say like Rashi, so Areitzeach, that goes into Golas, is also called Mrs. Kalis. So there's a Musig of Kaifer, the main Nizik, a Kaponim by Areitzeach that goes into Golas, that's Mrs. Kalis. So I would think that is a din of Kaifer. But if you hold that Reitzeach is always Mrs. Chamulis, he goes into Golas, he doesn't go into Golas, there are two types of Mrs. Chamulis. Mrs. Kalis is Chilul Shabbos. So if the gedder of Koifer is the main Nizik, so Bishleim by Reitzeach is the main Nizik. You pay how much the person was killed, how much he was worth. But if a person is Machal Shabbos, how do you pay the main Nizik? Where is there the main Nizik by a person's Machal Shabbos? Is Eved Avei Dezora. So he answered, the Rashba answered, the Rabbi Yishmael B'naish Rabbi Yechanan Ben Breukel L'taymei, the Omar B'perik Shesh and Nogach Balad V'hei V'nosem P'dyanav She the May Mazik, that he holds Kaifer as the May Mazik, so Memela so surpassed by Chilul Shabbos also. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara says that you need two psukim for Mrs. Chamulis. That's how Taisus Lemsha. Ani mili heichi behogoi derech aliyah. Tloi nitin shigigosoi lekapore. So let me just say oisabenik abyssal. Taisus had a problem that be'emison derech aliyah is kill mi derech yiride. It's kill. Not it's mochom, it's kill. He doesn't go into Golis. Doesn't go into Golis because he doesn't need Golis. That's pshat. So what's your nagamo now? Hani milech da hol gei da chaliya. But nitni shigegosi lekapore perish lechapore bidei odom. That means vi nisht vi derech yiride lezakapore bidei odom. He alone can create the kapora by going into Golas. In Derech Aliyah, there's no kapora bidei odom. Afargav de derech aliye killed fei mi derech yiride. Derech aliye is kill mi derech yiride, but al kaponim, the Gemara says, it is no kapore b'nei Adam, so that's why you need two psukim and miseis chamurais, one that has a kapore b'nei Adam, and one that doesn't have a kapore b'nei Adam. So derech aliyah doesn't have a kapore b'nei Adam, even though in Yesod, derech aliyah is kill from derech yiride. K'demuchach pepek Elohein ha-goylem, gabi ger toishav, goylai de ger toishav. So there, the Gemara's base face claw that Derech Aliyah is killed from Derech Yerid. V'chol chumrei d'shmaitin, like, that what the Gemara says, this is more chomo, this is less chomo, like, toli, our sugi is only going on one nekude, ela bameh sheloi nitein lekapore. He says, the Gemara will say, that in our Gemara it says that avodah zarah chilul Shabbos is gringer than a reitzayach. Why? Because avodah zarah shigigase nitin lekapore. Chilul Shabbos shigigase nitin lekapore. A reitzayach ain shigigase nitin lekapore. That's what our Gemara is saying. So Tosfos v'chol chumrei d'shmaitin. The whole choymer is that it's not nitin lekapore. They in a makpid hashas b'mashe skila osreifa chamuri meherig b'chenig. Here we are calling, which is very interesting. We are calling chilul Shabbos and avodah zarah. That's called miseis kalois. These are called kalois. Even though the Einish Misi Yisoid is a Mohammedikim. But we're speaking in this Prat, it's Kalois because Nitin Shigigose Lekapore. Masha Einkein, Herig Vechenik, you could have the line Nitin Shigigose Lekapore. So that's called Misa Ischamuris.